Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Amy Nicholson and Wade Major. We begin with News of the World, Tom Hanks' first Western. He stars with young Helena Zengel, Paul Greengrass, the director. Wade?
Considering how big Westerns were for Jimmy Stewart and how much Tom Hanks has been compared to Jimmy Stewart, it's amazing this is Tom Hanks' first Western, but he's so good in it. And it's kind of a classic Western story, beautifully made, but it doesn't really surprise you, but it's not really designed to. It's all about watching Tom Hanks and the amazing young German actress Helena Zengel on this epic sort of mythic odyssey. It's a beautiful film.
News of the World, Amy.
Yeah, it's like if you tried to take The Searchers and give it a heart of gold in a bit of a more modern sensibility. I mean, Hanks's job is that he reads the news from town to town, kind of like early stand-up Jay Leno monologue. And it's that, the story of the power of the words, grafted onto an outline that's a lot like The Searchers.
The film News of the World, rated PG-13 in theatrical release. Check your local listings. Pieces of a Woman stars Vanessa Kirby, Shia LaBeouf, and Ellen Burstyn. Cornel Mundruzzo is the director. Amy?
This is an actor's showcase, especially the opening sequence where you see Vanessa Kirby and Shia LaBeouf as first-time parents go through in real time the arc of a woman giving birth in their own home with a midwife. That performance alone, I think, will get Vanessa Kirby on the top of people's list.
Pieces of a Woman, Wade.
Yeah, Vanessa Kirby, British actress who kind of came on everyone's radar when she played Princess Margaret in The Crown. Remarkable performance here. Really just a career-making, outstanding performance. And everyone around her, Shia LaBeouf, Ellen Burstyn, the entire supporting cast, they all rise to her level. That said, it's a difficult film to watch. It's emotionally grueling and punishing, and you really, really have to hang your hat on the performances to make your way through it.
Pieces of a Woman's rated R and limited theatrical release, then starts streaming on Netflix January 7th. And the romantic drama Sylvie's Love is set in late 1950s Harlem. It stars Tessa Thompson, Eugene Ashe, the writer-director. Wade?
An absolutely beautiful romance. I can only describe this as an American in the mood for love, set between the late 50s and the early 1960s. A romance between a jazz musician and the daughter of a very, very proud man and a very, very disciplinarian mother. It's just a beautiful evocation of the period and the music.
Amy, quick comment.
Yeah, it's a romance that really puts the weight of the story on each of these two people growing into their own separately before they can really fit together. It does name check time and space a little bit too much. You know, Tessa reading The Feminine Mystique, somebody saying the times they are changing, but it's a lovely little film.
The film is Sylvie's Love. It's rated PG-13, available on Amazon Prime Video. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Thanks so much for joining us, and a very happy new year.